Okay, praise God. What a wonderful anointing. I love that last song, that last part where it's not part of the planned song, but they just kind of, they're so anointing, so flowing with the Holy Spirit, they just carry on. And the anointing just comes through. I hope you're all feeling that right now in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I pray everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And we also pray that you're having a fantastic holiday season as we get up toward Christmas. And just let this year be a special year. I believe this is going to be a very unique and special year. I believe the fruition and manifestation of all of our prayers are coming together right now as we speak. Now, the day after Thanksgiving, I was led to do a very interesting prophecy. I'd like to read it to you now.
It was done on awake 6:33 a.m. prayer time, and I don't believe you shared it with the Overcomers Club yet.
No, because it's the first one, because it's Friday. So this also counts for those who are part of what's called, not part of 633, because we're all unified in the spirit here. So while we were praying, and we do an hour of tongues, praying the spirit every day, and I was very impressed by the number of people showed up the day after Thanksgiving, which just put a lot of unity into that. It was a very unique and special day. And the word I got was the Holy Spirit illuminated to me that all 633ers and ABCers that we decreed the confession of faith or prayer that will now be receiving the experience of the Lord's favor, immeasurably limitless and surpassing, to be upon all of us starting today, which was Friday the 29th. In ways that we cannot imagine in the natural, because it's going to be a supernaturally from God. The suddenlies are here. The sudden blessings are coming now, and they started to manifest this morning. So the point of this is that you have all been very diligent about seeking the Lord. And because you've been diligent, He rewards your diligence. And we are seeing people who have been in prayers for decades getting the breakthrough now. We're seeing huge manifestations and answered prayers now, some to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars, some healings. One person fighting a challenge for 25 years, it was broken off. It's because of the unity in the prayer. Now, the Bible does say, united we stand. And we are standing united here with all of us for all of our prayers together. Okay. Now, ABC, assembling the body of Christ. Okay. It comes to that verse, don't forsake the assembly of the body of Christ. So when you're here and we're assembling together, even though we're not physically together, we're standing in a spiritual unity that is thousands of miles apart. I mean, the people in New York are thousands of miles away from us right now, but we're still in unity. And our prayers go forth in unity. So we're praying right now, we're believing right now that this season, this end of 2024, setting up for unbelievably stupendous, fantastic 2025. But the breakthroughs are going to start now. The dam is breaking open, and the floodgates are going to come rushing through. I like what it says in Malachi, that the winds of heaven open, pouring out blessings so big you cannot withhold them. And that's because if you can't withhold them, it's got to go out to other people. And almost everybody I know right now is dealing with financial challenges. The world has attacked the finances of the world, and that includes the Christians. And they have had inflation. They had all these unbelievable things that have happened to them. They've lost incomes because of COVID. It's just like this tightening, this stranglehold has been put upon people. Well, the Lord is saying that's enough. He's heard our prayers. He has heard our cries to Him. And because of your diligence, you are going to see the results immediately. Okay. Now, today, we're going to work on the El Shaddai agreement, and we're going to talk about that because, as you know, for the last almost 90 days, I've been praying about financial breakthroughs mainly. It doesn't negate any healings. It doesn't make anything else, you know. I had a prophecy the other day about relationships coming back together this holiday season, and the testimonies have been off the charts.
Yeah, that prophecy that the Lord used Pastor James to give about reconciliations will be happening during the Thanksgiving time. Multiple people have had amazing reconciliations. Some with one mother was giving a testimony at Awake 633 that she her son had estranged from her and said he never wanted to talk to her again. And he called and apologized on Thanksgiving Day. That was amazing. And we ourselves have seen it in our own family of people reaching out to us that we hadn't heard from for a long time. In fact, invited us over. And it's just a wonderful thing that God is doing throughout, you know, the body of Christ. And we're excited to see ABCers also have the experience of what God is doing and getting set free from many different challenges that people had been struggling with. And one of the prophecies that the Lord gave me was it's time to release and increase. Release the things of the past, or release the negative connections of any challenge that has occurred, so that God can release a better blessing and increase us in our wisdom. Increase us in our passion for Him. Increase us in the anointing that's in us. Increase us in our healing and health. Increase us in our soul to prosper, so that we could be in health even as our soul prosper and prosper in our finances. Increase us in our purpose and our self-esteem of who we are in Him. Increase us to operate in the dunamis, dynamite, resurrection, lightning power of God, and increase us as a church, increase us as our outreaches are going out to many people. So that suddenly that Pastor James prophesied, I believe is also tied with that other prophecy to have the suddenlies of the release and the increase. And we're getting testimonies, amazing testimonies. And one person's loved one was in the hospital, and the doctor didn't think that person was going to make it. And through prayers that we all, you know, when we pray together on Awake 633, that person was able to go home instead of die in the hospital. It's exciting what God is doing. So your prayers matter, and what you're doing as we join together when we pray, they're affecting even people you don't even know. So thank God.
Now, as you know, I've been talking for the last quarter about financial increase, you know, and I'm probably going to carry this on through next year because I want to see all this financially independent. But here's the thing. People make comments like, well, God doesn't need money. Well, that's true. God doesn't need money. But money is a tool. It's a tool He has given us to use to do works for Him. For example, God doesn't need a hammer to build a house. But could you build a house without a hammer? So we have to use the tools that God set in us to do this with. And this is the tool that we can do great things with. Now, a tool can be good or bad. You know? A hammer can hurt somebody or be used to build a house. A chainsaw can be used for good, can be used for bad. It's how it's used. It's not the tool that's good or bad. Okay? For example, if we had money, we could help hungry people. We had money. The Good Samaritan had money, right? Now, money improperly used can be used by drug dealers, do things like that, and so forth and so on. But our objective here, and the reason why God said there's a transfer of wealth, is take money away from the bad use and bring it into the good use. That's what he wants us to do. So we're going to push through so we all have the money in our coffers to use for good. We'll get to use it for ourselves, yes, but also to bless the kingdom of God.
And we thank God for the provision we have.
Yes.
We're not greedy. We're not going after provision. We love our provider. We're going after him.
Yes.
We want to draw closer to God, but we want God to help us help others. And the more that he gives us, the more people we can help. We want each and every one of you to be supplied to overflowing so you could bless other people. That we would be the like a river, water flows in and flows out. The more that flows in, the more that we could bless. And so Pastor James's heart is to see increase in your life so that you will be able to make a bigger difference and bless many more people. Be blessed to be a blesser. Amen.
Okay. So we're going to go do this now. Karen's going to screen share it for us. Okay, we've updated this according to new teachings with ABC. We're going to call it provision prayer. And you see it's the new heading is abcinfodesk@gmail.com at the top right there. And we all know the verse that if one puts 1,000 flight, two put 10,000 flight. So we're going to pray this together as a team. Okay. The El Shaddai provision prayer. Okay.
So you changed it, the name, because why?
Well, because I don't want a contract. I want to just, this is a prayer, and we're going to pray it and decree it. And a prayer is something you can do every day, whereas a contract is something you do once and it's done. But we're going to use the Word of God right now to bring in the cash flows that we need. Okay? All right. So I'm going to ask everybody to repeat after me. We're going to do this in the plural here. Okay? And as we do this, we're going to be able to see breakthroughs, and you'll have the ability to take this and pray it on a regular basis, just like you do your affirmations. Okay, so we're going to do this affirmation right now. We'll start it right now. You can do it on a daily basis, as often as you're led to by the Lord. Okay.
And this has been upgraded. You upgraded it from when they got it in years ago.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, this has been upgraded. Again, as we've evolved with the teachings of ABC, we brought in some new things and changed a little bit. I think you'll like what we've done here.
Yeah, and thank you, staff, for helping us to edit this and revise this as well. So it's been a group effort helping Pastor James to revise this.
Right. So repeat after me, please. Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father.
We come boldly.
We come boldly.
To you.
To you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
To obtain mercy.
To obtain mercy.
And find grace.
And find grace.
To help.
To help.
In our time of need.
In our time of need.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For your promise.
For your promise.
To provide.
To provide.
And supply.
And supply.
All of our needs.
All of our needs.
According to your riches.
According to your riches.
In glory.
In glory.
By Christ Jesus.
By Christ Jesus.
As it says in.
As it says in.
Philippians 4:19.
Philippians 4:19.
You have made us.
You have made us
self-sufficient in you.
Self-sufficient in you.
And abounding to.
And abounding to.
Every good work.
Every good work.
According to 2 Corinthians.
According to 2 Corinthians.
9:8.
9:8.
For we have a new.
For we have a new.
And everlasting.
and an everlasting
covenant with you.
Covenant with you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We believe.
We believe.
That your word is true.
That your word is true.
We thank you.
We thank you.
For providing.
For providing.
The amount of money.
The amount of money.
We need to withdraw.
We need to withdraw.
In the amount of.
In the amount of.
Now speak out the amount of money that you need right now. From our.
Oh, excuse me. Did you want them to add 10% increase on the amount that they need, remember?
Let's go back to that. Thank you for bringing it to my attention. So, whatever the figure you need, your base needs, add at least 10% more. If it's 10,000, you put 11,000 in this figure. You got to get to where you have more money than you just need, get more than enough. Okay. Now, don't go say, I need $1 million this month, because with all due respect, most people don't have the faith for that. Then you set yourself up to another challenge we don't want to get into tonight. So what you need plus a little bit more, okay?
So do you want to repeat this with the new amount?
Yeah, we'll do that, okay? So repeat after me. We thank you.
We thank you.
For providing.
For providing.
The amount of money.
The amount of money.
We need to withdraw.
We need to withdraw.
In the amount of.
In the amount of.
From our.
From our.
Divine account.
Divine account.
From the Bank of Heaven.
From the Bank of Heaven.
For this month of.
For this month of.
December.
December.
2024.
2024.
Okay. We also thank you.
We also thank you.
Lord El Shaddai.
Lord El Shaddai.
God Almighty.
God Almighty.
For also being our.
For also being our.
Jehovah Jireh.
Jehovah Jireh.
Our divine provider.
Our divine provider.
Who supernaturally.
Who supernaturally.
Provides us.
Provides us.
With divine funds.
With divine funds.
And divine provision.
And divine provision.
We will also.
We will also.
Withdraw.
Withdraw.
Additional funds.
Additional funds.
And provisions.
And provisions.
At any time.
At any time.
The need arises.
The need arises.
To cover.
To cover.
Any items.
Any items.
Which may be over.
Which may be over.
The amount requested above.
The amount requested above.
For example, if something comes up that's not in your regular budget, but it needs to be covered, taken care of. If a refrigerator breaks, you need a refrigerator, we're calling the money for that now. Okay? If the car needs an unexpected repair, we're calling the money for that now. Okay? All right. We believe.
We believe.
That we have already received.
That we've already received.
All the needed funds.
All the needed funds.
And provisions.
And provision.
When we ask.
When we ask.
For them.
For
them.
Them.
As it says.
As it says.
In Mark 11:24.
In Mark 11:24.
These benefits are based.
These benefits are based.
On all the scriptures.
On all the scriptures.
Mentioned.
Mentioned.
In this El Shaddai contract.
Oh. Are you going to change contract?
Yeah, we should change contract to provisional prayer. Thank you.
So El Shaddai, sorry about that, guys.
Provisional.
Provision prayer. Prayer. Okay.
Provision, provisional. Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That your word promises.
That your word promises.
To continually bless us.
To continually bless us.
In our storehouse.
In our storehouse.
Savings accounts.
Savings accounts.
In our basket.
In our basket.
Checking accounts.
Checking accounts.
And according to Deuteronomy 28:5.
And according to Deuteronomy 28:5.
And Deuteronomy 28:12.
Deuteronomy 28:12.
And Proverbs 3:10.
And Proverbs 3:10.
This also means.
This also means.
That we decree.
That we decree.
That in our barns.
That in our barns.
Covered storage areas.
Covered storage areas.
Are filled with plenty.
Are filled with plenty.
And God blesses.
And God blesses.
All the works.
All the works.
Of our hands.
Of our hands.
As well.
As well.
Furthermore.
Furthermore.
Proverbs 13:22.
Proverbs 13:22.
Says that a good person.
Says that a good person.
Should have a heritage.
Should should have a heritage
to
pass on
to his or her grandchildren,
to his or her grandchildren,
in obedience to your word,
in obedience to your word. We are building up
our net worth.
Our net worth.
We thank you.
We thank you.
That abundant wealth and riches.
That abundant wealth and riches.
Are always in.
Are always in.
Our home.
Our home.
As it says in Psalm.
As it says in Psalm.
112.
112.
Verse 3.
Verse 3.
We thank you, Heavenly Father.
We thank you, Heavenly Father.
That Jesus paid the price.
That Jesus paid the price.
That we may live.
That we may live.
Every day.
Every day.
And every year.
And every year.
In Jubilee.
In Jubilee.
Debt free.
Debt free.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For bestowing to us.
For bestowing to us.
Your prosperity.
Your prosperity.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Now, that's page one. That's the prayer. And down here on page two, you'll see all the different scriptures that we use for prosperity. There's more, but this is what fit into here. And the concept here is you go through and do your budget, write down your monthly expenses and the amount. You got a verse to line up with each and every one of them. Okay. Put your total expenses down there. Include your 10% tithe. Any offering seasons you're led to do by the Lord, you've got a grand total. And that's your starting point. Okay. This is what you really need to get going with. We have to get out of credit card debt. We have to get out of all debt coming forward as the monetary system is being challenged right now. And although it's looking really good for a season, we don't know what's going to happen. We must be prepared for the challenging times ahead. This is what we call planting your seed now so you can harvest in the future. So we have to have the harvest ready when it's time to do something to get ready for the challenging times. We're going to need this tool to be well in operation. And the more we use it now, the better prepared we'll be when these really challenging times come along. Okay? Now I'm going to ask you to confess this prayer frequently during December to kick off a better 2025. I believe this season is designed for this group. And a couple things are going to happen here. You say this a lot, and we repeat it a lot because it's very important right now. The more you're blessed by God, the more people are going to come to you and say, what is going on in your life? You'll have a chance to lead them to Jesus and bring them into ABC. Okay? We are trying to grow this to a worldwide ministry. You know, Pastor Matthew's put up, I can't even tell you how many websites to get the information out there. Apostle Josh is working on his books as we speak right now to get the information out there. You're here because you know this is fantastic training and information. If not, you'd be somewhere else. Okay? But this information is not designed just for the numbers of people that are here. It's got to go. Our Bible says to increase and multiply, and that's what we're going to have to do with this. So as we do this, you're going to be that lighthouse. As you have these breakthroughs for yourself and your faith has been growing for this, you've been building up to this for a season now, you're going to be that lighthouse that's going to draw people to you and give you an opportunity to share the good news of the gospel in Jesus' name. Amen. So what I'd like to do is let's just affirm these affirmations right now together over ourselves before we go into the communion part of the service tonight. Okay, so repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
God has given us.
God has given us.
The power to get wealth.
The power to get wealth.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We receive.
We receive.
A hundredfold return.
A hundredfold return.
On our offerings.
On our offerings.
Which are. Our gospel investments.
Our gospel investments.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We agree.
We agree.
And it is done.
It is done.
By our Father in heaven.
By our Father in heaven.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We prosper.
We prosper.
And are successful.
And are successful.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
With thanksgiving.
With thanksgiving.
We let our requests be known unto God.
We let our requests be known unto God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
we will give.
We will give.
And it shall be given.
And it shall be given
unto us.
Unto us.
Jesus became poor.
Jesus became poor.
That we have been made rich.
That we have been made rich.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We believe that the Word of God.
We believe that the Word of God.
Stands forever.
Stands forever.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God will give us.
God will give us.
All the desires of our heart.
All the desires of our heart.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We do not want.
We do not want.
For any good thing.
For any good thing.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God wishes us.
God wishes us.
To prosper.
To prosper.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We are God's servants.
We are God's servants.
And he takes pleasure.
And he takes pleasure.
In our prosperity.
In our prosperity.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God freely.
God freely.
And graciously.
And graciously.
Gives us.
Gives us.
All things.
All things.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The blessings.
The blessings.
Of Abraham.
Of Abraham.
Are ours.
Are ours.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God gives us.
God gives us.
Hidden treasure.
Hidden treasure.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God's righteousness.
God's righteousness.
Has been given.
Has been given.
Unto us.
Unto us.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We are faithful.
We are faithful.
And we are richly.
And we are richly.
Blessed.
Blessed.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We have life.
We have life.
More abundantly.
More abundantly.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Is impossible with God.
Is impossible with God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We prove God.
We prove God.
With our tithes.
With our tithes.
And he rebukes.
And he rebukes.
The devourer.
The devourer.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We obey God.
We obey God.
And we spend our days.
And we spend our days.
In prosperity.
In prosperity.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God promises.
God promises.
To do for us.
To do for us.
Exceedingly.
Exceedingly.
Abundantly.
Abundantly.
More than.
More than.
We can ask.
We can ask.
Hope.
Hope.
Or think.
Or think.
And that goes back to limitless and unsurpassing.
Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord.
All right. Praise the Lord. Okay. So let's go to communion now. And did Peter get here? Give us a second, please. The body didn't come today, so we'll take care of it. And then Denise will follow up with the blood. Okay. All right. So if you have the elements, fantastic. If not, just do it by faith. Dear Jesus, last week we celebrated a day of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is actually a day that we honor religious freedom, as it's a day that we celebrate the pilgrims coming over religious persecution. Okay? So, before we do this, let's do another sins prayer. If you know these sins, confess them now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing us.
Thank you for cleansing us.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
Great. Okay. So, as we were saying, Thanksgiving is actually a day to honor religious freedom. Because the pilgrims came over to get away from religious persecution. Because that we still live in a country, we still have religious freedom. And we can still come here and worship you. But Jesus has set in the motion 2,000 years ago when you went to the cross. When you went to the cross and died for us, and you gave us your freedom, you gave us forgiveness, you forgave us from sins. So as we do that, let's do our prayer. Okay, please repeat this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father,
dear Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
as we come to your table,
as we come to your table,
we remember the sacrifice of your Son.
We remember the sacrifice of your Son,
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
We thank you for your body.
We thank you for your body.
That was broken for us.
That was broken for us.
And thank you for drawing us.
And thank you for drawing us.
Closer to you.
Closer to you.
And closer to one another.
And closer to one another.
In this church.
In this church.
I now take your body.
I now take your body.
And in doing so.
And in doing so.
I agree and receive.
I agree and I receive.
All of God's blessings.
All of God's blessings.
And promises.
And promises.
For ABC Church.
For ABC Church.
A new spiritual season.
A new spiritual season.
Just began.
Just began.
For each of us.
For each of us.
In the body of Christ.
In the body of Christ.
We expect new beginnings.
We expect new beginnings.
Of God's goodness.
Of God's goodness.
Let's partake and eat this body in remembrance of Jesus.
We pray and receive Jesus' name.
Hey, Denise, could you unmute yourself and do the blood, please?
Okay. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as it says in 1 Corinthians 11:25, in the same manner he took the cup after supper and saying, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blood that you shed, that we are now able to, we are now made clean. For as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord, the Lord's death until he returns. In Jesus' name, amen.
We agree and receive.
We agree and receive
in Jesus' name.
That was beautiful, Denise. Thank you.
Thank you, Denise. You're welcome. All right, so our 20 affirmations, we healed by the stripes of Jesus. Are we ready?
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
One more.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen.
Okay, great. So next week on the 11th of December, we have Carol doing the body and Frida doing the blood. Okay. And we're looking for two volunteers for the 18th, Wednesday, December the 18th. Who would like to volunteer?
Andrew?
Let them be Karen.
Yes, I would like to volunteer.
Great.
Okay. Let Andrew do the body.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Who would like to do the blood? Okay, Shannon, would you do the blood, please?
I don't know if she can unmute. Can you unmute, Shannon? She may
Tell
have
me
to
what
step
happened.
away.
Okay, all right.
I can try if it's late for me. I'll try my best.
Okay. All right. Well, let us know if you have a challenge. We'll put you in for now. And if not, we can get someone else to substitute. Okay?
Okay. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, great.
All right, great. We'll just close in prayer then. Okay.
Thanks, Shannon.
Okay, so Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, praise and glorify you. Thank you for what I've done for us. We're calling for the financial increase for all six or all UBCers right now, that they can be blessed financially to be a lighthouse to other people. We thank you, Lord, that these prayers go out and manifest for people as they start to have their faith grow for financial blessings. And that as this grows, they can just help and bless the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we bless everybody with a wonderful Ephesians 3:20, night tonight, fantastic day tomorrow, and an incredible, incredible week all week long in Jesus' name. Amen.
And everyone that agrees says, Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Praise the Lord. Well, if you guys want to say goodbye to each other, you're welcome to unmute.
Good night, everyone.
Bye. God bless.
God bless.